Sam, what was it like looking back at game one? What was your evaluation of how your unit did to start the season?
Yeah, I think our defensive line did great. Of course, you know, we left some production on the board, like some sacks, some TFLs. But, you know, I think we had a good overall start. You know, I feel like this offseason, all the work that we put in is starting to look like it's paying off. So we just need to keep being more urgent and, yeah, keep the ball rolling and into this next week.
It's early, but is there a different feeling as opposed to what you guys dealt with at the end of last year? Is there a different feeling on this team, you know, just going into this season?
Absolutely. I feel like the mindset and the mentality of everybody, not even just on the defense, but, you know, on the offense and the whole staff as a whole, really, you know, we come in with a whole different mindset and mentality. I think that we have something to prove and we have a chip on our shoulder. Therefore, you know, we got to go out there and play like it and practice every day like it.
Zay, is part of that mentality that you're talking about with this defense, just being aggressive and kind of that attacking mindset and whatnot, you had a sack, and I think there were 7 tackles for loss, I'm trying to recall right off the top of my head. Like, is that a sort of a conscious decision that you guys are looking at, is trying to like, be more aggressive and I guess maybe prove that you're more than just Tyler Batty in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, to be a good defense, first of all, to be a good defensive line, you know, we have to have every single part of it flying on all scales, right? And so with that being said, it's not just one guy, it's all of us, and, you know, you're as good as your weakest link. So therefore, you know, it's kind of a collective effort at the end of the day. And, I mean, shoot, you look all around every year, the best defensive line, you know, it's not just really one person, it's everybody. You know, it goes from D-tackles, nose guards, both ends, you know, getting pressure and really just collapsing the pocket. And also setting the edge and making a new line of scrimmage in the run game. All that stuff is very important. So that's kind of something we've emphasized and, you know, want to be more urgent with this year. And, shoot, first game it kind of shows. So, yeah, like I said, into next week with it.
Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, Isaiah, I just wanted to ask you, Kalani's talking about trying to defend the QB run game and being better about that after you got carved up by DJ Williams in that game one. What can you as a defensive end do? Is it more about you just controlling what you can control on that front?
Absolutely. I mean, you can be more conscious of, you know, the way that you contain rush. You don't want to get past quarterback, especially, you know, because a lot of our guys, we can all power rush and speed to power, but a lot of, you know, our great rushes, our main rushes, our speed rushes, right? And so with that being said, especially for me, I love a speed rush. So in regards to containing the passer, that's something that we don't want to do, you know, get past the core level of quarterback on pass. But when it comes to, you know, games, like when they go empty and stuff like that, we can definitely be more conscious and intentional about, you know, our stunts that we put on, ways that we can affect quarterback in all different kinds of ways, you know, with our blitzes in front. So, yeah.
Now, SMU likes to run a lot of RPO action. Does that change much for you and your role on that end?
No. I mean, every rep we take, regardless, we have to be detailed and lock into our keys. That's all it's going to come down to, you know, especially when it comes to that type of stuff, just being disciplined with our eye control and, you know, when we lock into our keys, what we're looking at and how we stay disciplined on the line of scrimmage.
Okay, we'll have a couple more questions from Mitch and then Jay.
I'd say, what are the challenges of facing an SMU team that is very comfortable with playing two quarterbacks?
Right. I mean, you know, you don't really know exactly what you're going to get, you know, especially when it comes to the scouting report and how you prepare. So when we deal with something like that, it's kind of, you got to be more intentional and purposeful with your own prep and, you know, doing what you do best as a defensive whole and just kind of knowing, you know, what's our identity and how do we come and play the game. You know, something we talked about starting the last game, we don't want to be the thermometer. We want to be a thermostat. Come in and, you know, we set the tone regardless of who we playing, you know, because last week we didn't know who starting quarterback was until we just got in, at least I didn't. And so with that being said, I kind of emphasize that to the guys and shoot, doesn't matter what quarterback comes out, we gonna still be us and play as our identity.
Go ahead, Jay.
Isaiah, last year with playing Arkansas and your
Power Four non-conference game. Everyone knew their reputation and all that, and how big of a game it was. What is SMU, a new Power Four team? How do they kind of get your blood pressure going at all, or do they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a good team. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, like when I explained earlier, we have that kind of mindset. You know, we got a chip on our shoulder, and we got to come out and really perform and show kind of team we are this year. So, with that being said, it is cool to see that they're, you know, new in the conference as well. But regardless, you know, we want to come out and we want to play the best we can and obviously get the result of a win. So, of course, with that all being said, it does absolutely, you know, get on a little touchy side of it. But like I said, we're ready, man. I'm excited.